The Mondays with Mike and Marty podcast is brought to you by Tonic CBD. Their hemp-derived CBD and botanical blends create a completely holistic method to help you feel your best and fix your vibe. Pick up all your CBD needs at tonicvibes.com/ref/keto Mike. We're also brought to you by Sail Away Coffee. Sail Away Coffee is anchored on slogan, Live Young. Sail Away pairs a free-spirited approach to flavor with a well-traveled palate. And when you go to sailawaycoffee.com, you can get 10% off an order using code KETOMM at checkout. And finally, we're brought to you by No Matter What Apparel. Fresh apparel for every lifestyle, no matter what. And now when you go to nomatterwhatapparel.com, you can use code MikeMarty, capital M, capital M, at checkout for 10% off your order. That's MikeMarty at checkout at nomatterwhatapparel.com.
This is video?
Oh yeah.
you can eat your wings before we start.
We're gonna get you a Modelo 22. Drink Modelo?
Yeah.
I'll take one.
Anybody else want one?
Okay. I'm all right.
Thank you.
How long have you guys been doing the show?
February. The end of February.
Yeah, this is episode 37 so far.
And so you mainly focus on like fitness and stuff like that?
Like health, mainly. Yeah. No, we do other stuff like this. Yeah. And
make this the cheat episode.
Yeah.
I know. Dude, about that,
so. We do CBD. Oh, like CBD, we have like guests on for CBD. We have like holistic healing people on.
I eat burgers and beer.
That's what we're gonna make this episode about.
Burgers, beer, coffee, and all the good stuff. Titty?
Yes. Dude, I was at Vauxhall yesterday.
I know, Donnie blew you up on VIJ.
I know, Donnie got He sent it to hand. He was like, oh, I got some footage of you yesterday eating fries. I was like, God damn it. As I was eating fries, I was like, Donnie's definitely going to say something. Like, oh, something. Yeah. Donnie's up to something, oh, yeah. Eating, me eating fries. He's got to do something.
He's got his eyes everywhere.
Yeah. We're live.
We're live.
What up, people?
We're on Facebook.
Yo.
What's up?
I got blue cheese on my mouth.
It's alright.
It's the best way to do a podcast.
It's the best way to do a podcast.
All right.
You just grab any beer?
It's not beer. It's kombucha.
No, it's kombucha.
Yeah. I've actually never had kombucha. It's delicious.
Never once?
It is good.
Let's Sal have his first sip of kombucha.
I don't know if you want me slobbering on your can.
Well, the best kind.
I don't like that one in particular.
Postal Craft?
The brew doctor.
It's good. It's just like, it's good for being healthy, you know?
It's not quite a blue point.
They make a boozy one.
Yeah, they do.
They make
kombucha.
Kombucha.
It's the hard kombucha. Yeah, that one's actually pretty good.
It's a tea. It's fermented tea.
Yeah. It is interesting. It has a lot of complex flavors.
Really good.
Coastal Craft's my favorite, yeah.
Oh, really?
And I like that they're local, too.
And they make it themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're right.
They're in Oceanside, yeah. I like that they're local. Mm-hmm. That one's, yeah.
So we're here with Chris.
We got Chris from Sail Away.
Hi.
What's up, good morning.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for coming on tonight.
Oh, and Bill.
And Bill.
Bill's bringing beers.
Bill brings the beers.
Tonight's going to be our fun little episode.
Hell yeah.
It's a cheat day. Obviously.
These are Penn Station Modelo.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Is this the first on the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
totally.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers. Well, like, after one of these, you can't eat for like a month.
Yeah, and this is not keto.
Let's make this like the episode where like you teach ignorant people like us about
how to. We'll just say, well,
we're all like us.
He spoke for all of you.
Yeah, for us.
Thanks, guys, for joining.
Yeah, thanks for doing this.
Thanks for doing it here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm really psyched that like Chris during the Christmas party just put this together when he was blackout drunk.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was I texted him today. I was like, "Do you guys still want to do this? Or
who is this?"
New number.
Yes. Yeah, it was a good idea.
Give him a
good drunken idea.
Remember that we talked about this one?
Well,
that's my whole thing with Sailor. I can't believe he's doing as well as he's doing. He's just so drunk.
That's what fuels the business.
Well, might as well give the fans some insight as to how the episode, what happened. Rehash, because that was blackout.
We were taking a picture.
We were taking a picture on the backdrop, the Sailway backdrop. And then...
You introduced me to Sal.
Well, yeah. We were in this huge brewery, the Sailway brewery. It's like massive. Yeah. So we're like in this spot, and there's people like hundreds of yards away from each other. So we're all like, you know, he's Chris calling me over like, yo, these guys want to know about this new spot you're opening. And I'm like, oh. Shit, I can't hear you. Let me come over. So I come over and I'm like, oh yeah, dude. And it's loud as hell because there's chicks everywhere. Like, so many chicks.
At a Sailway party, naturally. Yo, naturally.
They're like, Sailway. They have like, they're waving the shit around over their heads. Like, probably their bras because it's fucking Chris.
Yeah.
And we're all just raging, you know? Just having a good time. And then Chris is like, let's do this podcast, dude. Kind of like Animal House. I know it's like, that's an old movie.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, but yeah.
And he just shotgunned the beer right in front of me, and I was like, I'm in.
That's pretty much how it went down. That's pretty much how it went down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're here on Monday night.
And now we're here.
Wild company.
Yeah. Wild.
Wild car.
I can barely keep up.
Now you guys know why we get hyped up every Monday.
Yeah.
Nitro.
Yeah.
I rushed out. I forgot cans. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
I'll send some next week. I came from. I came.
We have Sail Away with us.
Or do you?
You.
Oh, true. Yes.
True.
And then this is Elsie Lane. This is the new.
I would say Elsie Lane.
I think say Elsie Lane.
What? How do I say?
Elsie.
Elsie Lane.
Elsie Lane.
Yeah.
Elsie Lane.
Actually, we just thought there was. We kind of like scouted a lot of places, and we realized there wasn't anything cool. I don't know if I'm like dissing on other places.
It's funny.
Well, like, there's nothing really cool.
It wasn't what we do.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot. There was a lot of like. There's a lot of cool people, it seems like, but not like what we do that's similar to what we do. I don't want to say like no one else is cool. There's a lot of like old Irish bars, which I'll fucking sit in an Irish bar and drink a million shots of Jameson and Guinnesses, but.
He does. I actually watched it. That's true.
I think
actually
drink all bottles. Not exaggerating, Bill will drink all
bottles. All right, well, that's enough. This doesn't get edited.
Right. But we scouted the neighborhood. We've done like the South Shore, North Shore, in the middle of Long Island.
This what spots? Like, what spots on the North Shore?
Yeah, what spots?
Vauxhall, Radio, Leaky, which is bananas.
Leaky.
Leaky like.
Yeah, Leaky gets wild.
Zaz, you know, the crazy pizza.
Zaz pizza, yeah.
Yeah. It's just, and then AMH, that was something we did before, it was music generated, but now we're not doing that anymore.
You're not doing that anymore?
I sold out.
Okay.
Yeah, but I just couldn't deal with all the whiny bands.
Yeah.
It's just like everyone like, yo, I'm late. Could I like play a little later? And I'm like, I'm out. But besides that, you know, we decided to open. I have no clue. We don't know anything about this town.
Yeah, really. So Western Nassau, help us out. Come down and just you hang out with us and let's make this a cool spot.
And well, you guys just figured out that you're literally a mile away from Adelphi. So,
right.
Yeah, so
that's a fucking score.
Like it's part of the plan.
We didn't do it because it was close to Delphi. We realize now.
Right.
That's
Chef Charlie was like, you know, you're close to Delphi. We're like, what the fuck?
9 minutes away. So come find us.
Yeah.
29 Jericho.
Delphi alum. Come down, hang out.
Yeah.
Well, I was the Floral Park resident my entire life.
Really?
It's nice to have a big
bar that's like.
I'm not totally
this.
Like. I grew up in Bayside, so I kind of
know
the neighborhood.
I know the area.
So I've been like, I'm kind of close, like 10 minutes away in my
yep.
life. But I haven't been around Bayside in like 8 years, so this is a whole new
it's
thing.
A smart
yeah. I think it is. I think it's a cool fucking neighborhood that doesn't have that much really cool stuff.
Well, you brought it up to me on Saturday night. How did you even know about it?
I saw you guys posted somewhere on Instagram that you were opening it in New Hyde Park, and I was like, oh shit. And I was like, and I saw you guys ran Fox Hall Radio.
Yeah.
I've heard nothing but great things about that place, those two places.
It's his favorite date spot.
It's yeah. literally my favorite place. Yeah, literally my favorite spot for everything.
He's there three
special
times a week.
Yeah.
All three different days.
Donnie sees all of it.
Serving you like. Proper serving you and it'll be really cool.
Sir Mike.
That's what Donnie does when he makes me a keto drink.
Yeah,
he walks it over.
You guys are opening it around here, and I was like, if the places there are considered as cool as they are there, then this place has to be pretty dope. And then I've been watching the Instagram stories and
I also
awesome music.
I think we've
like,
been learning from all those spots and with you.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's a mix between like all that. Like Leaky's insane. So it's like, it's going to be fun like that, and Vox and Radio are like restaurants, so we're going to have that food aspect, and it's going to be unique and fun, and I think it's just a mix between all that stuff, so I think that'll be, you know, it's just going to be perfect, like we've been through the ringer and we know what's up.
I don't know what you want.
Yeah, hopefully.
I don't know.
We pretend we know.
We'll
pretend we know. We sound
fills,
like we know.
Yeah, if it fills a niche that
yeah.
nothing in the neighborhood
that's,
does.
Dude, niche is everything now. Niche is everything now.
If you don't want
to
go to your typical
yeah.
bar pub, you want something a little outside the box.
Well, that's what I was saying. That's what I was telling Bill before. Like, I'm super fucking picky with everything, especially where I go, because I don't party like that.
Right.
So, like, I love Leaky. I have a fucking blast every time I go, but it's a, like, for me... I don't get that wild, so for me it's like a once in a while
so
thing.
Dancing on the bar might not be your
yeah.
Saturday night.
If I'm as blackout as Chris gets, then maybe I'll dance on the bar,
actually,
but only then.
Chris dance on the bar
I believe
it's
it.
Fun.
So like for me, like a place like Vox is more like.
So much about
there's a reason
this.
I go there
well,
instead of a lot of other places.
Depends
yeah.
what night you go.
Like,
you know,
yeah.
It's funny because everyone's like, it's not illegal, and then like the weekdays are just you're hanging out.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah,
it's like, but the weekends are bananas.
But that niche vibe is cool because, like, the point I'm trying to make is like, at Huntington Village, there's a fucking bar and restaurant on every
right,
5 feet.
Right.
So it's like, out of all the bars and restaurants in the village, I go to Vox 9 out of 10 times. It's like, so.
Well, that's kind of my next question. Kind of is that this area is like, there's so many bars on Tulip Avenue, like there's Fallon's and Duggan's and Jameson's and everything. So like. I'm stoked that there's going to be a niche here now.
Yeah, I'm
kind of
stoked that
out.
We're like a little bit far away from them instead of
yeah.
just like in the middle of them
yep.
and like competing with them. It's just we're going to be a different thing. We're just a whole different world.
I think that's awesome because I think there needs to be someplace new in this town because everyone else is, it's kind of just like, I'm sure a lot of people are like starting to outgrow that also and they're just kind of getting to a point where like.
Don't want to
like,
go to Rockville Center. Or don't want
yeah,
to
go
to Astoria.
Yeah.
Right, Bayside. Yeah.
What,
Chef's coming through.
Chef's
coming
through. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Chef's about to drop some wings on us right now.
Ooh.
Chance.
Show them.
Damn.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Look at
those.
R&D.
Shit.
Yeah, we're all
Charlie, say hi.
Hello.
This is Chef Charlie.
Hello.
What's going on?
Chef Charlie.
Oh, hey.
Poke your head in.
Sorry. How are you?
This man.
Enjoy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
These are, this is perfection. Charlie.
Yo.
Good color.
This is that Thanksgiving turkey.
Thanksgiving turkey.
So this is our second helping of these wings.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I will hands down, I'm sure everyone else at this table.
Yeah.
So hands down, the best fucking wings I've ever had.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
I think
and these
Charlie
have no sauce on them?
I think Charlie broke the code. Like, he's brining them for fucking 24 hours. He's baking them fully through, and then he's frying them, and it is next level.
It's got like that crunch.
Yeah.
No breading. They're keto.
But keto.
Still tender and juicy when you get in, when you open it up.
Incredible.
Yeah, those wings are sick.
What's with the keto thing? Can I maybe get down with this?
Yeah.
You can get a line of the nights
with
keto. He's already on the keto train.
I've never.
Chris too.
This is where worlds collide.
Yeah.
Explain to Sal. Sal needs a little school.
All right. So keto, you're not gonna like the way this sounds. It's easier than it sounds, but you're not gonna.
Beer is out.
This is like literally. This is like literally telling a guy to lay down and die.
I know.
Are you talking to a 40-year-old man that just I eat anything?
He toured for 20 years off of Taco Bell. Then he eats pizza, burgers. But look at
it. What's keto?
But you're still you're good. So it's so you're gonna limit your carbs. And sugar.
Well, you gotta tell him what a carb is.
I know what a carb is.
I know what
this is definitely a carb.
That's the liquid carb.
Yes, that is a carb.
At least one carb.
Yeah. And then you're gonna have moderate amount of protein, not high, not low, and you're gonna have a high amount of fat, healthy fat.
Wow.
Avocado.
How do you know if it's healthy?
Pretty much anything besides like the canola oils and vegetable oils. Like it's kinda hard now like to get unhealthy fat.
Okay.
Unless you're, you know, somewhere that's like using if you go to the store and get like a vegetable oil or like a soybean oil or something,
so
like,
these
which is not
are perfect for keto because there's no sauce on it.
Yeah,
they're
perfect.
Salt,
this is literally perfect.
These are perfect.
It's got fat. It's got protein. Probably no carbs, if any, minimal.
Yeah, is blue cheese kind of keto, right?
Yeah, blue cheese should be fine.
It's probably like.
And there's an app that you can use to track your food to help
your macros.
And you can still go out and like eat and stuff.
Maybe
like
I'll
that.
Try this keto diet.
You should.
All right.
Wings. These
come
wings.
Here to interview you guys, and you jump on the keto.
Yeah.
A Tito's club.
Tito's is keto.
You're on a keto date night.
Dude, that's a keto.
This is a keto date meetup spot.
Wow.
Official.
All right.
Like to drink
this
gin.
Is the key.
Like, I can have gin and seltzer.
Yeah.
Can't have tonic.
So you can come
here
yeah.
on a date, have gin, seltzer, wings,
yeah.
and you'll be all good.
You get a burger, no bun.
Burger, no bun.
That's what I do at Vox. I get the burger and just take the
Bill, some CBD-infused cocktails.
Let's go.
Oh, shit.
Let's do it. Hey, tonic.
Oh,
a lot of places are actually starting to do that.
Kelsey Lane will be carrying Sail Away Cold Brew on tap.
Yes.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about this new company.
I'll be here
going
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't drink, so.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah, guys. It's been 2 years.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Really good.
Yeah, everyone knows Sail Away.
Yeah, everyone knows that we drink it more than enough.
We proudly are sponsored by Sail Away.
Pleasure to meet you guys. I'm really not an alcoholic.
That's what an alcoholic is.
I just
have one question. Is everyone sick of this like sleigh ride post? Like, I'm so sick of it. Like, you finally sold out. I'm finally excited that you're sold out because I don't need to
Sal
see it.
Sal just
my
hates
feed.
Because his family loves Sail Away more than they
love
him.
It's actually true. They love Sail Away more than they love
just
me.
Just bring
over
Sail Away and then go away.
Yeah.
And all the things I try to accomplish. They're always like, what's up with Chris and Sail Away? Can I get like a zip up? That's how it goes.
Like, guys, I'm opening a new restaurant. Like, fuck your zip up.
Are they carrying Sail Away?
Are they carrying Sail Away? Gotta make sure they're doing that.
Yeah, but we met what, like 2 years ago?
Yeah, about 2 years, yeah.
Obviously, do the fans know Mission Nutrition?
Yeah, they love Mission
oh,
Nutrition,
yeah. Mission Nutrition, that's the...
Now that our site is up, too.
Yeah.
We can start ordering.
For sure. So we started working with those guys 2 years ago, and they've become great friends, pretty much family. Angie bails out on some events sometimes.
He does flake,
okay.
he does flake.
It's okay, though. Still love him. But then through them, obviously, we met you guys.
Yep.
And it's been a great relationship ever since. It took us down an avenue we never thought we would.
Yeah.
Because... We started out in grocery stores, bars, and restaurants, and then here was like a health food lifestyle store, and it was like, yeah, I guess this makes sense, and then it went really well. Definitely, like, especially with like the CrossFit community and, you know, lots of gyms and like the iHeart kickboxing crowd.
Yeah,
it's been
everyone's
hooked. It's been a complete avenue we never thought we'd go down, and it's been cool.
Yeah,
very awesome.
Hell yeah. I have a question for you guys.
I love it.
Have you guys always been in partnership in business, or did one of you start a business before the other and bought in?
Sal has been businesses with other dudes for years, but I always...
But we opened Leaky.
Okay.
And I opened it with Eric Finnerin, and we called in Bill to be like the bar manager. He set up the bar for us because we had no clue what we were doing. We're like, we're going to open this little bar So he came in, he's like, I worked at a million bars. He set up the bar for us. And then after like years of like him working there, we're like, yo, you should be a partner. You're like part of this. So then he just like bought in and now he's a partner. And then, so we basically worked with him from the beginning.
Yeah.
He's any bartender at Amityville needs a call before it was even Amityville.
That's true. I worked at all, every good place and indifferent bar on Long Island at some point.
Actually, if Bill didn't get you drunk at a bar, then you're not cool.
Remember that.
Like, if you're asking yourself, I've never gotten drunk and Bill served me, like, I'm not cool.
It's a completely different experience.
Well, if I can get you drunk and you're on a whole nother level, you're someplace else.
You were at every bar on Long Island. It's just bananas. So,
what are the bars?
I worked at goth clubs called Medicine, which was.
You have a goth following?
That's Levittown's bar. Medicine used to be.
Used to be like Rebel or like.
No.
It used to be like a brick building.
He's talking about.
It was on.
What's the big building on Saturday?
2686.
Yes.
And that was across the street. That was.
Isn't that like?
That was it, like a little bit, but yeah. And I worked at restaurants, and then I worked at Broadway, which turned into AMH.
That's right.
Short for Amityville Music Hall.
That's right. Our good friend Dan Valentino and Joey Spagna.
Dan.
Not our
Raw dudes. Yeah, man, I don't know. So, yeah, I just always was around working. Sal and Eric got too big for their britches in Huntington. They need somebody down in Seaford to
hold it down for them. That's cool, but
good job, yeah. Sal.
Oh, was Little League was your first business?
League was the first, yeah. It's funny because I was on tour and Eric was like, we were involved in Broadway when it was me, Eric, and Bill involved in Broadway, and we were just doing this party that like kind of did really well, which is called the Baradin, which is a funny story because everyone thinks that Bill's last name is Baradin.
It's true. It's not my last name.
on Facebook, it says Bill Baradin, but it was a party. So we were helping, and it did really well to the point where the owner was like, do you guys want to be partners? So we did want to be partners, and then we got into a huge fight with him, so we left. But me and Eric kind of like forced me into buying this place, which was very little money, like less money than you'd ever expect. This place in Seaford called the Leaky Lifeboat. And I was still on tour and I was like, fuck, I don't want to do it. I hate responsibility. I don't want to do this shit.
Yeah.
And then we did it and it fucking blew up and Bill was there from the beginning and then we just took it to the next. It's just like, it's an awesome spot. It's 8 years in and we're just fucking, we have the busiest year of our lives and it's like,
that's incredible. Crazy. Yeah.
It is pretty crazy. It's been a while.
You want to share a little bit about what you were on tour?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, like what you were doing, like where you went.
I've been to a lot of places on tour, but I did see Chris get ripped off in California once.
Did you? Tell us.
Which is a better story.
I believe they asked you.
Oh, I
want
to hear this.
This is one. I want to hear the story too.
Two different bands.
We were
in two different bands.
They were too big to ever take us out, though. You know, maybe give us some sort of.
So we're in California and we're playing the show.
It was Arizona for the last time.
Why do you keep saying California?
It was Arizona. Yeah. Remember we got that tacos down the road?
A little more fucking west.
East.
No, a little more east. East?
Arizona's not east of California?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's called the West Coast. West Coast.
So go east. Delete all. Anything I just said that was wrong.
Fresh start.
So you go east. So we're chilling, and we're about to play, and, like, anyone that knows Chris, he's, like, the most, like, oh, my God. He'll push himself on you until you want to kill
him. This is all lies.
Yeah. So he's just, like, constantly, like, yo, can we just get on the gig? And we're just, like, no.
We were on the gig.
We can't. No, you weren't.
We played the bait upstairs.
Oh, we played two different.
Yes.
You wanted to also play downstairs too, because you're a psycho band.
I don't doubt it.
So you're like, yo, let us get on the show, and I'm like, we can't just.
Because
no
one probably
no
one showed up to ours.
So who was playing? Who were the bands playing?
He was in a band called The Sleeping.
Yeah.
A little band called The Sleeping. Victory Records. They were like a punk emo band. Sal dressed like a vampire in it.
I know them well.
I do remember the one other band I'm not going to say because that's who her.
You can say it.
No, I can't. Because it's too tight. Yeah, it's too tight. So we're in Arizona.
You can tell us off air.
And they're like, yo, we're from Long Island. And we're like stoked. Like, yeah, you're fucking sick, I guess. I kind of know you and you won't leave me alone. But like, it's cool, whatever. And he's like, he's being like, Sal, you're awesome. I'm like, I know. He just keeps saying, you're awesome. I'm like, I get it. I'm fucking awesome. So basically, he's like, can I get on the show? And I'm like, we can't just add a band to our show. And their venue has two rooms. So they played upstairs, we played downstairs. And then I remember seeing them with another Long Island band. And they were like on the bill. And the other Long Island band, I guess, got all the payment. And they were supposed to get paid. And they were like, yo, what's up? Where's our cut? And I'm just like watching this happen. And they just like, sorry, there's no money for you. And they
just totally got dissed.
Is that going in your book? Is that like
so,
your book?
So it went in his.
Everyone that thinks that the Long Island hardcore scene is very like brotherly and tight.
Yeah.
There's some evil motherfuckers out there.
Wow, that's fucked up.
He holds as close to his heart as I do.
There's a few rapies out there.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to keep that stuff in the book.
Oh, that's
come
in the
on.
Book.
That's in the book.
Phil knows.
You know the story?
No, I'm all Italian.
I always tell the story to everyone.
Just for the keto guys.
Just for the keto people.
A little music, lifestyle.
Yeah. Oh, you know, Chris didn't always have it really nice.
Wasn't always luxurious.
It always wasn't, you know, blackout drunk, having a good time.
Stop! Mr. Sailaway.
I'm a gentleman.
I swear.
This is like the scholar to what's that guy's name? What's that guy's name?
Dan Blazarian.
Oh, Blazarian, yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, here
Blazarian.
We go. Here
He's
we go.
A Chris Blazarian guy.
Of coffee. Not poker.
Yeah.
Just coffee.
So how did you start selling it?
Yeah, let's go.
Actually, I want to know this story too. Like, you turned into the coffee king.
Yeah.
I don't even know where that happened.
You go from hardcore band.
Yeah.
Coffee connoisseur.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the band was my brand before this was. So, before knowing, like, that, first of all, I never knew what I wanted to do, like, besides play music. Everyone's like, what are you going to do when you stop? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to. Like, we're going to. And then you hit 28, 29, and then, you know, like, okay, do you really want to go on the verge of 30 and be, like, a starving artist still? So, it was like a self-discipline move. And I was working as a catering manager at a place called Suburban Eats in Melville. And I wanted to start.
Place.
So my initial thing was I wanted to get like I loved food, and I wanted to maybe start my own little eatery of some sort. And then I got involved with coffee through traveling. One of our last tours was through Central America. We toured from Guatemala down to Costa Rica, and where every morning, you know, even in the U.S., tour tradition was get a cup of coffee, whether it was Starbucks, McDonald's. Like this was 2010 to 12, like craft coffee wasn't even like really a thing yet.
Yeah.
And there was not like really coffee shops either. It's been very
Starbucks
in the past 5 years.
Right.
Yeah. So in the past 5 years is when it took off. But then that morning tradition took over in Central America too. Except we were going to like legit hole in the wall shops with coffee. Was like, what is this? Like it's like eating McDonald's all your life and going to a Vauxhall. I hate to boost this kid's ego, and then eating a cheeseburger, and then being like, wait, I've been eating this, what is this? So it was like the equivalent of that, and that's what like really drew me in. Like I started learning a lot about coffee, seeking out different craft groceries throughout the country, and educating myself on what origins, you know, what coffee was, where it came from, what made some origins taste different from others. And then I saw like cold brew was like kind of like becoming like a thing, and I had like my own way of how I prepared it, like how I wanted it, like very smooth and chocolatey. Then I was picking up like brands on the shelf, and it was acidic and bitter, and I was like, this is not how I envisioned it. Like, wait a second, like maybe like I should give this a go. And I started making small batches at Suburban Eats, started selling it to customers, getting feedback on it, changed it until, like, you know, I never wanted a mediocre reaction. I'm like, yeah, this is good. Like, I wanted that, like,
holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, when you bit into that,
like, with the wings, like, yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, you know, like, you don't even want to change it. Like, that's it. And ultimately, like, my boss was like, why don't you start putting in a dispenser and selling it? And I was like, I could. He goes, how much would you want to sell it for? It's like, we would need to sell, like, a 12-ounce cup for, like, $350. He goes, no one's going to buy that. They're buying, you know, these styrofoam cups for $299.
Yeah.
And they're just packing it with creamer and stuff like that.
Sugar and shit, yeah.
And he's like, listen, do what you want. I'm just saying, I'm giving you advice. Like, maybe you shouldn't price yourself out. I said, well, listen, if this was a thing, this is what I would need to price it at.
Yeah.
In order, you know, for it to sustain. He goes, you know, go for it. Within a month, I had people buying that same styrofoam cup for $7.99 full of cold brew.
Yeah.
That it wasn't the same people buying it, packing. It was people who saw it and was like, wait a second, now I don't need to go to Starbucks twice a day. I'm just going to get this and pack it out. And my boss was like, I think you have something. Then I was like, I can't work weekends anymore. And he's like, fuck, why'd I encourage you? Yeah. I just lost my catering manager. And then I started doing farmers markets, summer 2015. And that October, we put our first bottle on shelves.
Yeah.
And then that November? November is when we developed the Nitro Cold Brew. And we launched it at Vauxhall. It was the first bar we ever launched it at.
It was bananas. So annoying.
Punch in the face.
Yeah. It's like having like it's like having an older brother.
He literally would not let it happen. We were like, it's not going to work. Remember the tap guy? He was like, there's no way.
The tap guy. And we're like, what do you mean it's not going to work? It's not a beer. It's just not going to work. But I'm like, I know it's going to work. Like, we just got to figure it out. Like, why isn't it? Does it need agitation? Does it need more nitrogen? He's like, you got to put it on the G-Mix. You know, it's not going to work. But like, no, because G-Mix is part oxygen, part CO2.
I don't think
part
these people want to hear about the gas.
Well,
the guy was saying it wouldn't work, and Chris kept pushing until the day before we opened.
The day, like 45 minutes before it's all
over. I'm putting beer on this line. Like, why would someone not put beer on a tap line and put coffee on? He convinced us to the point, I don't know, it worked. Whatever it did, it worked.
It didn't work as, obviously, it was like, you know, he's like, all right, like, I didn't let this kid play a show with me, so I'm not giving him a little opportunity for some success. So he made it up in the end.
And then my biggest mistake ever was early on. He was like, you want in on this? And I was like, I don't think so. This
I never said
weird.
That. From day one, he always wanted in.
The truth comes out.
This older guy always tells me, like, you messed up. He wanted you to get in, and you didn't get in.
What older guy?
Ghost.
He's watching right now.
I remember first time I had Silhouette was in Manitowoc. My wife has a house out there in Love Lane. And I got a Love Lane Market.
Love Lane Market,
A Marty's Market. And I got it, and I was like,
still there,
it is. I remember I got it, and I was like,
I love the North Fork.
Yeah.
Would you ever open up a seasonal place?
We did. We looked at a place out there, and it was just
it's too much.
It's like so crazy.
You have such a small window to make it.
Yeah.
And like one shot, like how do you? There's no room for error.
Yeah.
And it's also very seasonal out there.
Well, that's why. Yeah.
Yeah. You have like that couple of months to make all your fucking money.
The apartment upstairs will be awesome.
When was this?
That would just be a bad idea anyway, though. Just living upstairs on top of the fucking business.
Oh, it would be terrible. It's like, I'm right upstairs. I can get blackout drunk. Right.
Exactly.
Then you're not going to wake up for work tomorrow.
Yeah, not keto. Oh, wait. Vodka? Is that keto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so you can drink vodka.
You're good to go. Drink keto all that. You drink Tito's all that long.
You're keto already.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I actually don't drink vodka. That's my biggest downfall.
We'll get you there. We'll get you there.
That's the
biggest. Actually, that is actually really good if you don't drink vodka. Because I cannot picture you not on blackout with like vodka or like gin, some sort of clear liquid. It would be a mess.
That's tequila for me. Tequila
so
does me
dirty.
I can't do tequila.
That's my
I told Donnie to make me a keto drink last night, and he asked vodka or tequila, and I was like, dude, I got shit to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
I can't do tequila.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, tequila is vicious.
Yeah.
So what's the next big move for Sailaway Coffee?
That's a good question. That was going to be a good move. That was going to be one of our questions.
Well,
now we're done with Sleigh Ride, thank God.
No more Instagram posts.
No more posting about this fucking Sleigh Ride.
I have one more can left of Sleigh Ride.
Save it for 2 years.
That's a novelty item.
There's a present for you.
Put it on your Christmas tree.
Yeah.
What's next? So 2019.
Yeah, what are the big plans without giving away any
I think,
secrets?
You know, we have three prime staples. I don't think a fourth would hurt, you know?
Oh.
The fourth one on the line.
Okay.
You know?
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I like it.
A little teaser.
Yeah, a little teaser.
Oh, you're a man of very, very mysterious man.
a couple of, we have about literally three new products in the works. Products/formats, I should say.
Formats?
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Is there a... Can you drop any further?
Give something to the keto guys.
So I'll just figure it out.
Yeah. He's just going to say it.
He's going to say it all day. He's not going to be anything. It's not going to be what it really
is. Keto Mike.
We're going to see it on the menu when you guys open.
Yeah, right. But it's going to be like, it could be French fries. A loaded French
fries. Keto French fries.
I don't think
people are going to be like, wait, what makes these keto
fries?
Keto French fries.
No, there's no carbs.
Keto French fries.
Keto fries. Really,
this is not regular Modelo. This is keto beer.
Yeah.
Right.
Trust me.
Is this the first time anybody's drank beer on the show?
Yeah.
Yes.
We usually rock with Sailaway. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Fucking, we get cracked. We get hyped up on Sailaway.
Got a new business opening.
Yeah.
With Sailaway.
Yeah.
We're talking about his problems.
Yeah.
When are you opening?
Intervention on set on Sal.
Oh, we will be opening. This is all
yeah.
set.
Do you have a soft opening?
Softest for the friends of family. You guys are. Well, I don't want to say that, but January 4th will be open.
Yeah.
January 4th.
Right
January
into
4th.
The new year, we'll be like driving full speed. Full speed.
So you're not doing a big New Year's Eve.
We
or is that what you're soft opening?
We had to go after. We're not ready because we got to do a lot of health department stuff. And
of course.
They kind of like screwed us a little bit. We got to change out some heavy equipment.
Our tap system disappeared.
Yeah,
we had a custom system. Yeah, well, so we had a custom made system made in Rhode Island. So
okay.
It was really nice.
This company made it, and it made it to the UPS facility somewhere.
No one knows. It's been a different scenario.
And then 102 pounds seemingly have just disappeared.
What the fuck?
Yeah, wild. So it's either it got scrapped, or it's in somebody's basement,
yeah.
or it's going to be in another bar. We have no idea. So,
wow.
So yeah, it was wild. So that kind of set us back almost a couple weeks,
wow.
because they had to investigate, and apparently all the cameras in all the UPS facilities just didn't work at that particular time to find it. So
sounds about right.
Convenient.
Yeah, but
right.
they did.
Convenient.
They, whatever. So the company made us a new one, and shipped it out to us, and it's. To get installed in a couple days, so that
awesome.
Pushed us back, and but yeah, 102 pounds. I don't know why that goes.
Yeah, that's not like an iPod
it's
box.
It's not like you can lift it. It's not like
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
It's not like you're just
like
throw it in the fucking trunk.
It's
yeah,
like,
exactly. Plus, it's like
back.
Yeah,
it's massive.
Yeah,
we lost the refrigerator, guys.
Right. Exactly. So that was a bummer.
What's gonna be on the menu?
Yeah. So what kind of food?
What are we looking at?
These
fucking dope
the
wings.
Stripped down because we have a small kitchen, but it is elevated.
American
all the way elevated. It's the best burgers you could have. The insane wings. We have the chef Charlie that he's worked at the Rex. I don't know what you're saying. He works at Rex.
Charlie.
He's the man. He's
Charlie.
Very talented, and he broke.
Can we talk about the Rex?
What?
Can we talk about the Rex?
Are you on?
Are you on?
Yeah.
Seriously?
I'd rather not. Anyway, we're going to be serving our wings.
Oh, you're literally on.
Going to be serving our wings naked.
Yeah.
So,
it's fucking 100% completely awkward.
It's awesome. I dare you to try out wings and tell us where there's a better wing.
Yeah, the wings are 100%. the wings are fucking awesome.
Elsie Lane, 29 Jericho Turnpike, New Hyde Park. Please come see us.
Yeah.
Charlie broke the code.
Yeah, for real.
It tastes like there's breading, but there's not.
But there's no breading.
Is yeah, these literally don't even need sauce.
Unsauced, and the sauce will be on the side.
Yeah.
Charlie, would you like to explain your wings or no?
Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah, I mean, they're...
Come on over. Come join, if you don't mind.
They're pretty tasty.
This is Charlie.
Chef Charlie.
Chef Charlie.
What's up, guys?
What have you been saying on that?
Yeah, so we...
people ask me about
sleep. We just grind them for a minimum of 24 hours. Actually, the wings that you guys had tonight have been grinding for 8 days.
8 days.
Yeah, 8 days. And then yeah, we just bake them off after they're baked. They're fried in a fryer. No breading, no coating, nothing.
Incredibly juicy.
And if you all know what the fuck you're doing, then your turkey should look like that on Thanksgiving.
And they really are. They've got like a crispy skin, yeah. And then you bite into it, super tender, super juicy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, you need a million of them.
The baking aspect of it will cook off most of the moisture out of the skin. And then once you fry them for the second time cook, that kind of crisps it up and makes them nice and crispy without actually having to add like a flour or like some sort of breading coating or anything.
Well, yeah.
That's what they are.
So January 4th, be here.
Be here for those fucking wings.
Pound some wings.
Western Nassau, come find us.
Yeah.
We'd love to hang out with you.
What
right here, I'm alive.
You got some questions?
For now, going to January.
We had someone ask before about sleigh ride.
Well, yeah, there's no promises.
Sleigh ride is done. No more sleigh ride.
No more sleigh ride.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Charlie.
Hey, Chef.
Cheers.
We just sold out today.
I saw that.
Yeah. So no more. Whatever out on shelves is all that's left. That's it. So that was kind of awesome because we wanted it to be like one single run. And
how many cans did you make of that?
About 7,500, 8,000, right there. So a full pallet.
8,000 cans and they're all gone.
All gone.
We have a couple left.
Yeah, I mean we didn't know how it was gonna be. It was the first year releasing it.
Yeah.
In a can nitro, but cool. I mean it's a. The idea behind it was to create like a holiday staple. So I hope we achieved that. I hope everyone enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yeah, the camera's awesome.
Yeah, something nostalgic. Yeah. It's got that like.
It was definitely on the internet. Yeah. We definitely knew about it.
Even if you don't drink Sail Away, chances are you saw it.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
No. That's what Santa had it.
Yeah.
Santa. The real Santa had it.
The real Santa.
The real Santa.
Yeah.
He stood up and ate.
How much does the real Santa cost?
Just a few bourbons.
Wow. How did he get his number?
Santa? Oh, no, he approached us. His agent.
His agent.
Santa has an agent?
He kind of has to.
Nowadays, I could see him as an
whole PR team.
Yeah.
Especially 2018.
Oh, yeah. Forget it.
That's why Santa hasn't been arrested yet.
I heard he's great.
Is he unsweetened keto?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It is?
Oh, Santa's ripped now. He's all
Santa's shredded up.
He's looking at CrossFit.
Santa's like, I only promote my own shit. I'm doing this.
Like, don't fucking tell us. Don't need those goddamn elves anymore. Can we call them elves now? It's 2018. Are they elves?
I don't even talk.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I think short people's rough.
that's pushing us.
He's an angry elf.
I can't even believe it's Christmas. It's 7 days.
I know, it's insane, I know.
I have to start my shop.
Well, I saw you have...
I haven't done a thing.
I haven't
a boy?
Either.
I have a boy.
Oh, it's
is
first
that
Christmas.
It? First kid?
Yep. It's bananas.
How's it going?
It's the craziest bananas. Thing
how
ever.
How old is he?
Four months today.
Damn.
Today.
Wow.
That's awesome.
It is. As crazy as everyone says it is, it's that
it's
crazy.
Just as crazy.
It's, that.
Yeah.
It's just as crazy.
You'll never sleep.
Nope.
But it's the best thing at the same time, and it's just, that's what it is. It's the craziest thing.
We have a boy on the way.
Yeah.
In April, my wife's too.
First one?
Dude.
No, I have a daughter as well. She turns 3 at the end of this month.
Oh, did you know?
Yeah, so he hasn't slept in 3 years.
Yeah. Why the fuck do you think you need so much sail away?
Thankfully,
that's why he has his first stock and all that shit.
You know, it is the first, like, I don't know, 3 months, you're just getting up every 2 hours,
yeah.
You know.
Just gotta help the wife out. Is
yeah.
It, no?
Is your wife keto? Are you keto?
Maybe, sometimes. A little bit. Mostly.
Just
yeah,
keto
mostly.
Mike.
Except when Donnie catches me eating fucking french fries.
Keto, like,
and sends it to everybody.
80-85% of the time. 85, yeah. I'd say. The other 15, I kind of just...
Do whatever. Yeah.
Especially during, like,
you need that,
time.
Though. You need that, like,
yeah.
To, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you need that.
Summertime is usually my time is to, like, just...
You get all the barbecues and shit, too.
Relax,
you know, summers.
Donuts, you know?
Yeah.
North Fork Donut Company, what's up?
Good plot, good spot. They're opening.
I have to go check
I don't know if it's public knowledge, but I'll just say that they're expanding.
Yeah.
Oh, you just blast people's knowledge?
Yeah. I didn't say where. They're expanding.
That's very good to know.
Yeah.
That's like, that might
that's
be
private.
Good to know.
Dude. I didn't
private.
Name.
Didn't,
I didn't name places.
Blackout Chris. Spitting info all over the place.
Blackout Chris.
Not Sailor Chris.
I think
that
should be your new Instagram.
Yeah,
Blackout Chris.
Kid had a little bit too much fun at the holiday party. Right?
That's
right.
That's
so
it. Never lives it down.
So
never lives it down.
So sue me.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
I browned out, to be fair.
I wasn't technically black.
Yeah. So what's new with you guys? I mean,
we hit our first over 1,000 downloads on Anchor FM.
Cool.
We've only been on Anchor for,
cool.
What, a month?
Say we went on like the beginning of November.
Okay, yeah,
it's just
so we've been
blowing up on Anchor.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Well,
yeah.
Anytime you want to use this table area for some interviews, let us
hell yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. Yeah.
Thank you.
This could be like your studio.
Yeah. Well, we want to start doing, like, this gave us the idea to start, which is probably exactly what you were going to say, to start doing, like, traveling podcasts.
Right.
In, like, dope places like this.
Is this
that,
the first? First,
this is the
first, traveling podcast,
cool.
Yeah, outside of the where we usually film, but...
Which is Mike's dining room.
Yeah. So, like, we want to do, like, as we grow, we help other people grow, which is one of the reasons I asked you to do the sponsor, because it's, like, everyone growing together, like, cool new businesses and cool fucking restaurants and doing stuff like that, because people are interested in that stuff.
Especially, like, shit on that.
Yeah.
Like, especially
even if they're not local, I noticed a lot.
Like,
one of those keto crawl things we did.
Yeah.
We had so many people come fly in.
It's
like,
a good community of, you know, cool people doing cool things. Like, it's just, it's interesting.
And it's all young people, too.
Yeah.
It's not just some, like,
absolutely.
Like Silicon Valley. Like,
yeah, no,
it's
dishes.
It's very cool.
Oh, also, all
down.
Of our wing sauces are.
He's always on. Working all the time.
Are chemical free.
We have like a whole shelf stable free.
So we don't have any like crazy chemicals and they're just all
and
natural.
You said the chicken too, right? It was
antibiotic free?
Of course. We do it right, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We should do like a little contest, like maybe like something for the fans.
Yeah.
Like
we
LZ Lane, you know?
We've ran a contest for our 10th episode.
Yeah.
That time, so we're like, give away a t-shirt and like a keto package. We can have t-shirts or keto packages.
We'll figure it out if
they're
sure.
Yeah.
Live.
So we owe people some stuff. We owe people some stuff.
Let's do like a meetup.
But I think that now
we
that
could
the
do,
podcast
you know what? That's
meetup,
a good fucking idea.
Like grand opening.
That's a good idea.
If you get me drunk enough, I'll buy people drinks.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll top of the bar.
Well, you heard it here first, guys.
Yeah.
Chris is going to buy everyone drinks.
Yeah.
I tipped a blackjack guy. I was like, no tips. I was like, it's fine.
Well, let's hear. How much did you tip him? Come on, let's hear. Let's get personal on this keynote.
It wasn't much. It was $50. It was a good gesture.
Let's get a clap.
Wow. You know, I said, do you work on tips? He goes, no, I'm going to take it care of it. I was like, you did a great job tonight. Let me.
And then you just drop that 50.
Bam! Oh, yeah.
Give me more chips.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't your tip, though. Who won your trip?
It was one of my...
You have to explain the trip.
At the sailaway party, there was a poker blackjack table.
Legal, it was legal.
Yes, it was illegal. It wasn't underground.
Man, people are gonna totally have the wrong perception now.
This guy, Chris, man, I don't know. Chris
is illegal gambling ring.
Fight Club.
This was a fun. This was a fun family party.
Yes, it was. It was a fucking dog running around with a sweater on. It was great.
That dog was like the life of the fucking party.
It said security on it. It was a little shih tzu.
Yeah. I was afraid.
And did you get trampled at all?
No.
It was okay.
That's what I looked at it and I was like, this dog's fucking small and everybody's shit faced. This dog's gonna get stepped on.
Right, exactly. But he was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a security dog. So
yeah, he was fucking plowing through the crowd. Like, he was.
Fucking people, relax. The cornhole game.
So the blackjack table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of like this entertainment company, and you pay $10. You get like $1,500 of chips, like, you know, fake money, and whoever holds the most chips at the end of the night wins a 3-night stay at like this Panama City hotel. So like the owner of the company owns this hotel.
Yeah.
And that's how he generates
business.
Yeah. So you don't actually win money, you win a trip.
That's awesome. Cool. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That works
definitely. So
who won? One of my crew's friends. Like,
that's cool.
Yeah. So I think he had like something like $14,000 in chips.
Shit.
Fucking A.
So each round, whoever gets the most, like after every round, you get a card with your name on it and it gets put into a lottery. So then through the night, it's this box of whoever won the most each round and then they draw the lottery. So yeah.
That's sick.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. I thought it was the person that held most chips at the end.
It would be so hard because then you don't like.
You don't really know.
One guy would get off or, you know, like.
That's a cool idea. That's
yeah.
Cool. I like that.
It was cool. No one believed me at first. And
no one believed.
I think I overheard somebody saying, it's like, you just come raffle off a trip or something?
It was great because it looked really good for me. They thought that I paid for the trip.
Yeah.
And I went with it.
Yeah. Yeah, don't worry. You stay 3 nights on me.
Yeah. It was $50.
He was with, yeah. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. That's a good idea. We should do like a little meetup for the grand opening.
All right.
I would love that.
I can get the whole fucking mission crew down here.
Have
all
a little secret
all our fucking customers.
Yeah.
Secret, like, secret code word we give out to people at the bar. You know, maybe we have a secret keto cocktail that you can only get with
keto
if you know.
If you have like a, fucking A, that's
like,
a good idea.
Let's like a golden ticket.
I would love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it.
We'll get a whole, we'll get a whole fucking bunch of people here. That's a good idea.
All right.
Who's into that type of stuff?
Yeah, let us know. I'm going to tell all the customers at the store, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, let's put it together. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Just let's make it a party. We just want parties.
Yeah,
just
fucking have a,
2 weeks. We want to have like a 2-week straight party.
Hell yeah.
And then if we can, maybe we'll set this up.
We'll do a little live from it, yeah.
A couple people just want to fucking join in.
Yeah.
Have a conversation.
Yeah, dude, we just set you guys, you set you up in like a corner.
Yeah.
And that'll be your thing. We'll give you a table and you do your thing.
Yeah.
And broadcast live.
Cool. Awesome. January 4th. January 4th, 29 Jericho Turnpike.
Quicker than you know.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I know. It's fucking.
Wait, can you walk home from here?
I could if I wanted to.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. I like that.
Yeah.
I like walkers.
Yeah.
Don't drink and drive, people. Please.
Yeah, definitely don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
Uber it.
Call
Uber, Uber,
man.
It's Uber.
So
the fucking train is right here, people.
Yeah, really.
You live, you can take the train and you can walk here.
Is it?
It's like
10
minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah, drive all the way back to London.
You can take the train to Flaw Park. New Hyde Park, and Stuart Manor. You can take those trains and you'll be here.
I wonder if the Floral Park train is actually closer than the New Hyde Park train to us.
It's not. The walk from the train to my house, from Floral Park train to my house, is like 8 minutes.
Okay.
And then walk from New Hyde Park, which is right up here, to my ass is like 20 minutes.
Okay.
So, there's a bit of a difference, but it's not bad.
Right.
At least. I walk up this way all the time. When I take my
Your wife's right here on the piano, on this little ledge over here, the piano ledge on the wall.
I just
cast it, I cast it like popped over, and I don't stop.
That's where you go right here?
Yeah.
That's how, okay. He goes to the gym right here, I saw you.
Oh, really?
I just joined.
I see people.
Yeah, actually, all of our neighbors have been super excellent so far.
Good barbers.
Yeah.
Good barbers.
Great dudes. Everybody's been really good to us.
That's awesome.
Kind of really, really welcoming us.
Yeah, you can't beat good neighbors. Good neighbors is definitely.
Yeah,
it's
key.
Yeah.
It's key in this business.
All right, well, we're.
What do we got?
About an hour.
About an hour. That's think we're good.
Yeah.
You guys have any last things you want to send off for some announcements outside of the grand opening?
Yeah, I mean, just January 4th. Elsa Lane, 29 Jericho Turnpike, New Hyde Park. Please come down, hang out with us. We're a lot of fun.
We're getting a big. We're gonna try to rile up a group of people.
We're gonna do a little grand opening with these guys, and we'll have a. I think it'll be a blast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that have a website that we can go to?
Not yet.
We have an Instagram.
You follow us on Instagram _Elsie_Lane. We're also on Facebook, Elsie Lane, New Hyde Park, or as Elsie Lane NHP. Oh, look at that.
Instagram handle's right there.
Wow, cool.
Baller.
That's nice. So come check us out, man. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
And you guys are kind of like HBO.
Yeah.
And also, by the way, guys, thank you very much for having us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Thanks for doing this.
Really,
yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah, thanks for doing this.
This was awesome.
See you guys.
Great night.
Yeah. See you guys again January 4th.
Thank you, guys. Don't forget about
Selway. Thank you for the support week after week.
Hell yeah.
We'll do a one-on-one interview where Sal doesn't assault my reputation.
I didn't mean it. Chris is an okay dude.
Okay dude. That's better than what he was saying before, so take it.
The mild drinking problem.
Not blackout, brownout. Brownout, remember that.
Brownout,
awesome.
All right.
All right, guys.
That's it.
Thank you. Cheers.
See you guys next week. Peace.
Yeah, we should do a.
What you want? You want
to just do a podcast. Yeah. Get Donnie's podcast. He just gossips all week. So you never believe what happened.